Welcome to the Jami and Cupcake Show and all the swingers around the world. One, two, three. Welcome to the Jami
and Cupcake Show.
Full disclaimer.
This content is only for adults. So if you're not 18 and older,
get out of here.
I said your line.
You said my line. I'm going to sue you.
Sue me. I don't know for what, but okay.
Yep. So what's going on?
Yeah, we are kind of...
Kind of a what?
Slacking? No, but we're here.
No, we're not. We're never that.
So what are we going to talk about today?
So I'm going to say you're lying today now.
Oh, you're, okay. So we're going, we have always, reverse roles?
Yep.
Not reverse cowgirl?
No.
No.
So we want to talk about pacing yourself.
Pacing yourself. In the lifestyle.
In the lifestyle, in the club, in the swingers event, the hotel takeovers.
Anywhere, basically, you know?
Yeah, even in your house.
in your house, you could get sloppy ass drunk.
Yep.
Nobody's going to watch.
You never know. So, yeah, pacing yourself. Very important.
Yeah, this goes for both guys and ladies. I think mostly for guys though.
Because you're a female. That's why you're saying that?
No, I'm not saying that because we're female. Because us females, we get emotional or we get a little bit sloppy or we fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know? Or, you know, I mean, at least for me, I don't, you know, forget nothing. So
but you're happy drunk.
Yeah. I don't get mean or nothing like that. But, you know, I mean, you don't want to look sloppy in a club. You know what I mean?
No.
Or you don't want to start crying because, you know, you're drunk and you saw something that, you know, your husband did or something. And it wasn't even real because you're just drunk and you're. Have it all in your head.
I just remember something.
What?
Oh, wow.
What?
There was one time, what club it was. Anyways, I forgot the club. But there was one time we found this girl crying. And she was supposed to get married with this dude.
That was a while back ago.
Years ago. You don't remember this?
I kind of do. I remember a girl crying, but I don't remember like...
No, she was crying because they were supposed to get married the following week. That was their first time in a swingers club. And she was really drunk. The guy got upset with her and he left her by herself in the club. God. You don't remember this?
No. Not all that full detail.
I think that it was in role play.
You always remember stuff I can't remember.
Yeah, because I wasn't drunk. You were drunk.
Probably.
Yeah. So that's a perfect example. She didn't pace herself with alcohol.
She probably did something she shouldn't have done.
Yeah, maybe. But I know he left. And she was going crazy, crying that she couldn't find him.
Listen, you leave me in a club and we're done.
Well, by he leaving, that he made the same thing.
There's no excuse.
But yeah, I'm sorry. So go ahead, kid. I interrupted you.
Anyways. So yeah, I mean, there's an example. Like, you know, you can't, you know, we know couples, people that don't drink, and that's fine. But I think, like, when you go out, you want to have a nice time, you want to dance, like, the alcohol is kind of a must.
For us, it is.
You know, and it's not that we can't dance without alcohol or we can't be social without alcohol, because once again, he's a social butterfly. Maybe I do need a little bit of alcohol to be a little bit friendly, but it just goes well, right? Just so as long.
For us, it's a perfect
combination. As long as you don't get sloppy or you don't do something you shouldn't have done and... As long as the men can reciprocate. Pacific.
My English is basic, so I don't know what that shit means.
I know they know what I'm trying to say. So let's just go into the men's subject, okay? Men, they drink. And let's say
don't about, say man don't generalize.
Yeah, oh, we're using big words.
You gotta say yeah. You gotta like say some
men. You know, I mean, it's already nerve breaking, I guess, right? So then you drink and you don't know when to stop drinking, and then for whatever you guys are there for, I mean, because everybody goes there for different reasons, but then you don't function. You're in a swingers club. A swingers club, sex club. So.
Go ahead. I'm coming back to you with something, but go ahead, finish.
By you drinking, getting sloppy drunk, and not even sloppy drunk, just drinking, knowing that you're there for something, and then you go, you're with your wife, your girlfriend, you guys go either find the missing unicorn or the full swap couple or even a soft swap, because, you know, you could go into a room and do a little soft swap, but I bet your wife is going to be really mad if you can't get it up and the other guy is fucking the shit out of his wife and you're and you can't do nothing. So with that being said, pace yourself. There you go.
Is that like a really like bold statement from you?
I guess.
Okay, let me try to defend the man. Okay. I don't have a lot of ammunition because I mean that don't happen to me. I'm gonna make it very clear in this podcast.
Very clear. How many times are you going to repeat it?
Very clear. Yeah, I don't have that problem.
No, but...
but you have to understand something. A lot of times... I'm going to put an example of an environment. And this is not an excuse, but...
because it doesn't happen to him.
Yeah. But for an example, there's places, there's clubs. Let's say clubs that are like wide open. Some clubs don't have
walls,
like
rooms.
Let's say, like, remember role play? It was like everything was open.
Yeah. There was rooms, but no doors.
Yeah. And that was the one thing I didn't like about that club. That was the only thing.
But, you know, regardless of being like that, there was never problems with any guys in that club.
Oh, but let me. So it could happen that because it happened to us that sometimes we will use one of the rooms, right? And we're doing our thing. And there's like 40 people.
Spectators. Or voyeurs.
And I don't have a problem if you like to watch, whatever. I don't give a damn. But don't start talking about your dog.
About how the bill you got to pay.
The bills, the mortgage, the lawyers. Grocery shopping.
Like happened once. Remember the girl?
Yeah, it was terrible.
She was talking about her boyfriend that didn't go with her, and she was with another dude.
It was. I don't like that shit.
That just
if you want to watch people having
you need to
sex, you watch and you shut up and mm-hmm. you don't say nothing, and then because one of the other things that
but those, you still worked.
I don't have that problem. I'm just trying to help my friends that have that problem. Because it could happen that you're drunk, right? And you're listening on the background. Somebody's watching. You're not used to people watching you. You might get a little bit nervous. Who knows? And you start listening this conversation, the other conversation, and you can't concentrate. That could be something that could happen to eyes, you know? Because to be honest with you, if I have 40 people behind me and I know they're watching me and they're talking about all this kind of bullshit, I'm going to lose focus.
Okay, that's understandable. You know? How about in a closed door setting?
Now, if that happens in a closed setting, you have problems, you know?
So that's why you have to pace yourself in drinking, because you are in a lifestyle and there are people with expectations. And I feel that that's like fraud.
What?
It's fraud. It's fraud.
Oh God. And she's not drunk. And she's talking all this shit. Okay.
It's not shit. It's reality though. It's truly reality. Listen, and then that's another thing, because there are couples that go there knowing what it is, right? So it's okay if your husband wants to sit in a corner and watch, you know, because for whatever reason he can't, you know. But don't
pretend that you can, that you're a monster like me and you're not. That's what
public
you're
public service announcement.
What? Say it.
No. So anyways, yeah, I mean, it's just like, take it slow. I mean, how many, you drink what, two drinks? On a normal night, you drink two drinks and you drink water afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, if...
It's been very rare the cases where you have gotten fucked up.
If I drink three, it's really rare.
Yeah.
Two because I know how I have
and
to...
And maybe two and a half because you'll finish mine.
Yeah, I have to drive back home. That's really the main reason.
I mean, I drink five, six.
Yeah.
But it's different for females. We either get, I mean, sloppy, which...
No, you don't get sloppy.
Yeah, no, that's never. Not a good look. You either don't forget, I mean, don't remember, which that's also not a good thing.
Especially
in that environment. You get a little bit loose. That's me, because I do get friendly. I like to, you know, dance and talk more.
You smile. So you're drunk.
I smile. I guess I don't smile when I'm sober.
Nah, not really.
And yeah, you know what? You don't want to be falling. Chicks, like these chicks, they fall over.
Oh my God.
Over.
Yes.
Like, you know, we're already wearing heels.
Wow.
And then yes, you're drinking and you're all fucked up. And here you are slipping and sliding off the dance floor.
I didn't. Thank you for remembering that. I didn't thought about that.
Yeah, how many have we seen gone down?
Thousands.
And I do have to admit, it happened to me once, but I wasn't drunk. I slipped on a drink, and nobody did. I don't think anybody. Anyways, it
when
was
she
packed.
Was when she was falling.
It was like a slow motion.
Yeah. To me, when I started falling, it took like 15 seconds. It was so slow, but so fast at the same time.
Whatever. Well, anyways, you don't want to be that drunk that falls, you know, or that drunk that causes a problem and they have to drag you out of the club, because you will always be remembered by that.
Yeah. And you know, another thing too. You have to be aware of your surroundings.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's the man's responsibility to
protect
and be aware of what's going down. It's really rare that a fight happens in this community.
Yeah.
It's really rare.
Yeah. No.
But you never know. Yeah. You never know if there's an asshole.
The fights that happen are normally between couples.
Yeah, no, between and maybe newbies can.
Oh yeah,
you know,
that don't communicate
exactly. Yeah, like last week, somebody we went to PGC.
It wasn't last week. It was the first Friday. Last week was the first Friday.
I don't know.
BDSM yes. Night.
Get out of the room. I went to the bathroom. She went to the bathroom. I'm waiting for her a little bit more, you know.
Farther.
And this guy touched her and shit.
He grabbed my boob.
Without,
and I, like, cursed the fuck out of him.
Asking her.
Because I passed by and he thought it was okay.
She cursed him out. Then I went up to him and he was really drunk and whatever. Somebody got between us, and
The thing is, the guy was drunk.
Yeah, that's what I say, that the guy should be aware and he shouldn't be all fucked up, because if something happens,
it could have been worse.
His duty is to protect his girl. That's me. Yeah. I don't know. So, you know, but you know, the guy was fucked up, and you know, I told him off, and hopefully we don't see him again, and hopefully for his own good he never do that again, and whatever.
Yeah. So once again, I think the alcohol affects more the guys than the females, right?
You said so.
What do you feel it's different?
It depends. If we are focusing about the sex aspect, yes.
And if we're focusing on what?
And we're focusing about feelings, drama,
emotional roller coasters,
the females, 100%.
Whatever.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But also, now because we also have seen arguments of guys arguing with their girls because, and they are drunk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a little on half and half. I mean, you see more females, but half and half. I mean, I think the worst thing a female could do is really get like that sloppy drunk. You know what
it's
I mean?
Horrible.
Where, remember that chick that really got pulled out by her hair?
Yeah, Jen pulled her out. Yeah.
She got dragged all the way outside. But this chick.
Go ahead. No, that it was really funny that the security
guards.
There
was four security guards?
They couldn't handle her. And there comes the owner of the club. She got tired of the whole drama.
And she's like 5'4"?
5'4", 130 pounds. She grabbed
her by hair and just dragged
her
outside.
Out of the club.
And the chick was a good 180, 190, yeah. You know? So we got there, and it was early when we got there, and she was already like all over. And like
really
kind of stumbling. She didn't have any shoes.
Mm-hmm.
She came and harassed me like 3 times.
Was drunk like at 10 o'clock. It was early.
Like when chicks are like that and they start like, I kind of hide from them because I'm like, whoa, like calm down. So she's like, she was just all over. And then all of a sudden she like plays dead on the floor. Like, she just, like, dropped that on
What's that animal that plays that?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Damn it.
But she was imitating the animal.
Yeah.
On the ground.
She was like.
Yeah.
And they're trying. And then her boyfriend was there, too, and he wasn't doing nothing about it.
Yeah.
And they were trying to carry her out, and she was just dead weight. 4 security guards, dead weight, couldn't lift her off the floor. Yeah. The boyfriend didn't do nothing to help them.
Another thing, too, that I just remember, a lot of guys go to the club and they get their females really, really drunk fast.
Because they think it'll be easier.
So no, so they can pass out and then they go to the rooms.
Mm-hmm. Remember that hotel takeover we went?
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple female was really, really, really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we just saw him and we asked where she was. And he said he left her in the room.
Yeah.
And he was partying the night away by himself without her. I don't even know if she knows everything he did that night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which.
Yeah, but and it happened in PGC like 3 years ago. We know this couple. And I'm not saying the name, obviously. She's always a little sloppy. Short hair. Anyways. He wore glasses. Anyways, okay. So, you don't remember later on. She was really, really, really drunk. He disappeared, like always. But I guess she, like, wake up out of her sleep.
She acknowledged that
she acknowledged
he left
where he's at. And she was like, I saw her walking around, like, looking for him. And when she went to the back, and she saw him in a room.
Yeah.
He left the door, a window open.
Yeah.
If you're being sneaky, like, at least close the damn window.
We got problems.
And she was banging the door. They got the security. I guess she called the security, and they got him out of the room. They got into a fight. They throw him out of the club.
Oh my God! I want to know who that is.
You don't remember this?
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then it was funny because I'm like, damn, this guy got like banned for the club. Because he got into a little fight with the securities. He got rough with the securities. And I'm like, damn, he's not going to be able to come back here.
Next week.
What's up, Yami?
I really do need to know who this is.
I should have waited like at least 3 more weeks to come back here. You know?
After everybody.
Yeah, they forget your face. You don't remember this?
No.
Oh, God. I always remember everything.
You do.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. And that's very true. Like, I feel like guys do take advantage of the alcohol, especially when the female's very drunk.
Here, baby.
Yeah,
another
here,
one.
Baby.
Another one. Uh-huh. He's here drinking water. You know?
Just waiting for her to drop.
Yeah.
But then, you know, I mean, that's problems.
I wouldn't do that for you.
I'll probably burn the whole place down with him in there.
Mm.
Now, if a club burns down, don't blame me.
I know, right?
Yeah, I know. It wasn't me. But, yeah, I mean, it's alcohol and even not alcohol, drugs, whatever. Whatever is your choice to party and be happy, pace yourself. Because, you know, it's not cute when somebody looks at you and you look high as fuck either. Right?
It kind of turned me off seeing a beautiful female, right? Walking like she's zigzagging on the club. It turns me off.
In the club, but outside is okay?
No. Anywhere.
I sometimes zigzag to the car.
Like zigzagging and speaking like... How you say that?
The jaw is like
slurring. What you say?
Slurring.
Yeah. It turned me off. I don't know. You could do any drugs in the world you like. I don't care. You could drink whatever. That's up to you. If you're not harming nobody,
it doesn't matter. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. But if you're having a great time, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's just to me, it turns me off a little bit if you look sloppy. That's just me. You know. What? No, because you can be drunk and tipsy, and you don't have to look sloppy.
What do you consider sloppy?
Sloppy? Okay. Sloppy is when you're really fucked up, even with alcohol and drugs, and you're zigzagging, and you go into like a random people, you start touching everybody,
and
start like licking my neck.
Yeah.
That's sloppy.
Yeah, that's sloppy.
Right? That's sloppy,
yeah,
right?
You don't do that.
No, but if you're high or you're drunk and you come and you flirt and, you know, you maintain your space and here and there you get close, a little bit close to me, okay, what's up? But sloppy is when you start like...
Yeah.
You know?
And
your English is worse than mine.
And that's your only language.
Exactly. You know?
And that's your only language. That's bad.
If your English is worse than me, you have problems if you're drunk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever gotten sloppy?
No. You're happy drunk.
I am.
Happy drunk, but if I piss you off, you turn into a Terminator. You know,
Terminator,
yeah, but not aggressive, you know, but Terminator. True or false? Hello.
Yeah, I mean, I just like thought like sloppy, like the last time that, not the last, well, yeah, the last time that I really got messed up that you recorded me. Remember? You recorded me. I was talking all this nonsense.
Yeah, but that's not sloppy, though. Yeah, that's not sloppy.
And I didn't remember that I was laying down on the stage with a strip pool.
No, you were really drunk, but you got to that point when you were home. Hmm. You know, you wasn't like that. You were drunk at the club, but you, no, that's not sloppy. Mm-hmm. That's not sloppy. So should I release that video?
No. Oh my God.
No, sure. I still have it.
I know you do. Oh my God. That would be so embarrassing. Yeah. You see, that was sloppy.
Nah, it wasn't.
I was calling every animal's name.
Yeah. But again, pace yourself, drink,
enjoy the night. Because you have to think, like, if you get really drunk, sloppy, what are you going to enjoy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's the point of it?
You're going to enjoy the headache the next morning.
Yeah.
The hangover.
And whatever problem you have to deal with.
Exactly.
Because of what you did the night before.
Mm-hmm. Pace yourself. Have one water. If you do it with any drugs, I don't know, because I don't use drugs, but anything you do, pace yourself. Take it easy. Enjoy the night. Enjoy the day. Be social, be happy. Let's have
fun. Yeah.
That's the best I can say, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know?
Be a social butterfly.
You're the social butterfly. Yeah.
Be a social butterfly. You know? Enjoy the time. You're on the time, you know? So this is it for tonight, right?
Yep.
So follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We have a Twitter, but I don't like Twitter. But anyways, in every social media platform is Yummy Cupcake Show. Easy as hell to follow.
Message us, give us, you know, questions, any themes, mm-hmm. any topics you guys want us to discuss, let us know.
And we are thinking to go live at least once a week. I don't know if it should be on YouTube or Instagram. I don't know. I have no idea, but we're thinking about doing that. And we're going to go tomorrow. I mean, by the time you guys see this video, we already have been there, but we're going to go to another podcast.
We're going to be guests at another podcast. Yes.
We're going to represent the community.
Swingers life.
And I have no idea what they're going
to expect.
Yeah.
Well, we know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
It's the questions that they would be asking is
exactly.
What gets us nervous.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to take out all of our secrets out.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyways, this is Yummy.
And Cupcake.
And keep swinging. Take care.
Bye.
One.